This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. In the wake of a wildfire, flooding is a major concern. Exposed soil is easily carried away by water, leading to floods and mudslides. Add heavy runoff from this year's snow, and valley officials are ready in case of a deluge. Last week, Eagle, Garfield, and Pitkin counties passed a mutual aid agreement in case of a flooding emergency. The governments agreed to not charge each other for services provided in the first 24 hours after a flood, so they can respond more quickly. This is the first time such an agreement has been made by these counties, though officials say they've always cooperated in disasters. The Bureau of Land Management is looking for new members to sit on a council that advises the agency on land use. Anyone from raft guides to ranchers can apply, Wyatt Orm reports.
The Resource Advisory Council has 15 members. There are conservationists, ranchers, oil and gas representatives, and everyone in between. The BLM's Northwest District is looking to fill four of the seats. Ideally, the members are from different parts of the district, which is the northwest chunk of the state, stretching from Craig, near the Wyoming border, to Breckenridge. Terms on the Resource Advisory Council are for 3 years. It meets quarterly. Members can make formal recommendations on things like wild horse management and oil and gas permitting. The council also approves any new recreation fee the BLM wants to implement. Nominations for new members must be submitted by June 14th. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.
A statewide survey of Colorado's snowpack shows layers of brown dust hidden underneath. Luke Runyon has more on why that's a problem.
Dust is darker than snow, and just like when you wear a black t-shirt on a sunny day, it absorbs more sunlight.
It's like putting a magnifying glass on the snowpack.
Jeff Derry runs the Colorado Dust on Snow program in Silverton. Each year, he digs snow pits throughout the state to check on the layers of dust. This winter, he found two distinct stripes close to the surface. Once those layers are exposed, they have the potential to speed up snowmelt by a couple weeks.
The snowpack is our natural reservoir, and being a reservoir, we want to see water released in a controlled manner.
Derry says the severity of dust storms in Colorado has increased since the late 90s. I'm Luke Runyon.
I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.